Growing up in the 1940s in St. Louis, Quincy Troop used to see a strange character.
He used to come through our alley with this black flat-top hat on, you know, and a big black coat. He was always dressed in black on a wagon drawn by a dark brown or black horse. And he was scary.
The image of a mysterious figure circulating through daily life gets to the essence of hoodoo. In the early 1970s, a group of writers started talking about neo-hoodoo, a term coined by poet Ishmael Reed, to reflect the way some mystical practices going back to slavery time seem to live on. The show running at PS1 assembles sculptures and installations that manifest the neo-hoodoo aesthetic. A huge discarded liquor store sign turned upside down so the lit-up letters are rearranged to spell soul. A massive cross encrusted with hair and other objects and pierced by rusty swords. A human image on a wall connected by ropes and chains to a pair of canoes that are laden with talismanic objects, rum, cigarettes, a stuffed fox. These are pieces where the playful aspect competes with something darker and ancient.
It almost has a hint of danger in it, you know what I mean? It's a work that goes back a long ways into some roots that are unknown to a lot of people.
Unknown to some, but deeply felt by others. These pieces speak to the presence of soul and spirit and ancestry. They're about a strategy of survival.
Neo-hoodoo is an act of rebellion at its core against what happens here, the suppression that happens in the United States. It's trying to find a place, a calm place, where you can take yourself and you can be in that spot and grow.
This isn't protest art. It's something more subtle and philosophical. Troop says when he and his friend Ishmael Reed first talked about neo-hoodoo, they were coming out of the more militant black arts movement at the end of the 60s and looking for something more plural, more ecumenical.
We are here now, have been transformed through resurrecting memory of Ashe, its drum rhythm synonymous with our own beating hearts. We know the lost.
As depicted in the PS1 show, neo-hoodoo embodies an understanding that trouble may always be in the air, but so is uplift and grace. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.